producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This Friday, March 27th, 2015. And as I said, as I was going out, we have a special on DNA Force through the end of the month. But I said February, of course, it's through the end of March, 30% off. I want to make that correction. But we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson with us in the next segment talking about this article that he put together with Alex Jones. We just played Alex Jones' special report that he did last night. And this article is very key. You need to get this out to as many people as you can, especially to people that are in the military. Have them take a look at this. This breaks down this long progression, this gradual movement that is now accelerating, as Alex Jones pointed out. It also has a lot of video clips, but it has documents, links to previous articles. This has been going on for quite a long time. Alex Jones has been making documentaries about this for quite a long time. We are not saying that this particular incident is going to be martial law. We're not saying that this particular incident is a violation of posse comitatus. That's the way they're spinning it, to try to make it look like we're alarmists. No, we're talking about what has been going on. It's been getting progressively worse. Let me tell you, even Gawker is having a problem with this. A lot of people are starting to realize that there's something going on with the militarization of the police, do you think? We've been talking about that for a long time. Look at all the police documentaries that Alex Jones has done over the years. People are now gradually starting to catch on about this. They're starting to be concerned about why we have this massive pre-deployment of military equipment in small towns where they don't have a crime problem. In small towns where they're going to have to maintain the support and the maintenance of these white elephants that are being put into their towns, given to them for free. You know, that's what the proverbial white elephant was about. In India, the white elephant was sacred, and so the leader would give that to somebody because they would have to feed that thing forever. They couldn't kill it. They couldn't let it go. So that's essentially what they're doing now with these MRAPs that they're prepositioning and a lot of other equipment like that. But even left-wing Gawker is concerned about this. In a story that Paul Joseph Watson put out yesterday, he said, the Gawker reporter said, this exercise stirs an air of creeping fascism. Exactly. That's what we're seeing here, is creeping fascism coming out bit by bit. He goes on to say, you don't need to believe in FEMA death domes or an Islamo-fascist White House to find Jade Helm a little bit unsettling, even if it's just a routine exercise meant to simulate a future Middle Eastern war zone inside of America. Really? A Middle Eastern war zone inside of America? Let's go to this other article that Paul Joseph Watson put up, and we're going to talk to him about all of these, as well as the master article I mentioned, Beyond Denial, Preparations for Martial Law in America. In the next segment, he's going to be on talking to us. I just mentioned this in the last segment. This is a quote from a chief deputy with the Victoria County Sheriff's Office here in Texas, talking about what he had been briefed with the military about what Jade Helm was going to be. He said, they're going to set up cells of people and test how well they're able to move around without getting too noticed in the community. He said, they're testing their abilities to basically blend in with the local environment and not stand out and blow their cover. So how does that apply to a foreign occupation zone? How does that apply even to a future Middle Eastern war zone inside of America? That's not what they're training for. Look at the documents. We have the documents in this article, Beyond Denial. They're not planning for an Islamic zone inside of America. They said that their enemy is not Islamo-fascist. They said that their enemy are the patriots, the Christians, Tea Party, Ron Paul supporters. They've made that very clear. And let me read this to you again. This is from Wikipedia. This is what unconventional warfare is. It's an attempt to achieve military victory through acquiescence, capitulation, or clandestine support for one side of an existing conflict. It's very interesting, isn't it? That these maps, they show Texas as being hostile, but then they come in and say, well, you know, we'd like to have your support because we're going to play some audio clips from when they came in and talked to the Brazos County commissioners. We're going to play some of what they're telling these commissioners. We need to have your permission. We need a letter of invitation. Why should they need a letter of invitation if there's no problem with this? But they've already got the agenda worked out. just like Agenda 21. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watts. We're going to break this down further for you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Friday, March 27th, 2015. For the rest of the show now, Alex is in the last hour. We played a special report that Alex put on last night, put up on YouTube last night. There's also an article that we have up that Paul put together with Alex, Beyond Denial, Preparation for Martial Law in America. That's something that has everything broken down, multiple video clips in it. It's also got a lot of references in it. We document what we're saying. They will allude to some obscure right-wing conspiracy site, as Fox News characterized us last night, and not tell you where you can go to get the information, because they don't want you to look at the information. They don't want you to do a side-by-side comparison and make up your mind, just as Megyn Kelly doesn't want you to have informed consent about vaccines. Just shut up and take your shot. Just shut up and let the military do whatever they want. Never question their mission. We need to question what our government is doing, including the missions of our military. To not question that is to not support the military. It is not anti-military to question whether or not they're doing that. We're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson in just a moment. We're going to start out with this plane crash and his article about the possible SSRI drugs. I believe that was the case as well. And then we're going to continue on breaking down in more detail this Jade Helm operation. Also, Alex is going to have, we got another special report from Alex that's going to be at the bottom of the hour. Now, I didn't do a plug last hour. We need to plug this because this is the way we maintain our organization. This is the way we maintain our independence. We're upfront about how we're funded, unlike Fox News. They'll tell you to take the vaccines because they're pushing pharmaceutical ads the entire time. That's how they support their operation. Well, this is how we support our operation. InfoWarsLife.com right now, just through the end of March, and that's just a couple of days off, still 30% off of DNA Force. It's the first time that's been on sale. And, of course, DNA Force, when you have study after study has shown that you can pretty much predict somebody's lifespan by looking at the length of the telomeres inside of their DNA. So what can you do to prevent that from getting shortened and shortening your life? Well, we've got BioPQQ, backed by over 175 published clinical studies that shows that it helps DNA health. We have there's no other formula besides this one that is so focused on the heart, brain, and mitochondrial health. This is patented. It's not available anywhere else but through InfoWars. And right now, it's available at InfoWarsLife.com. DNA Force, 30% off for the rest of the month, which is just a couple of days left. Also, our new formulation of Winter Sun, vitamin D3. This is not D2. D2 is synthetic. You get some formulas that have D2 in them. No, this is vitamin D3. Very important to get that. It's high-quality, nutraceutical-quality vitamin D3. That's Winter Sun, vitamin D3. That's also available at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson right now in the UK. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Good to be back, David.
You know, I saw your article this morning about the possibility of SSRI drugs in this horrific crash of the German airliner. And that's exactly what I was telling my family last night. I said, as we're listening to these reports that they got back from the black box, they hear at first a light knocking on the door from the other pilot. Then it gets very loud. He's screaming, "Let me in, let me in." And at the very last minute, you hear people screaming. But throughout all of that, Paul, they said that the biometric sensors that they had showed that the guy who was flying the plane, they said he didn't pass out at the controls. They saw, though, that his biometrics were calm. He didn't change his breathing. He didn't change his heartbeat. And when I said that, I said, how could you, under those circumstances where the guy's banging on the door, you hear people screaming in the background, and you're flying this into a mountain, how could that be unless the guy was on SSRI drugs? And we know that he was under psychological evaluation. We know that is the favorite treatment of the psychiatrist, is SSRI drugs.
Well, yeah, for those who don't know the story, of course, it came out yesterday that this plane crash was deliberate. The co-pilot locked the pilot out of the cockpit when he went to the bathroom and then calmly engaged in this 8-minute descent into the mountain while, as you said, the microphones that the air traffic control picked up and that were on the cockpit voice recordings proved that he was breathing calmly throughout that whole procedure. So he was obviously aware of what he was doing. He was calmly crashing the plane into the side of a mountain. They've since searched his apartment. They've found no political or religious motivation for him to commit not only suicide, but of course, mass homicide. So now questions are being asked about, you know, should we readdress the situation with the cockpit doors? Because, of course, before 9/11, the cockpit doors in most airlines remained open and accessible to the pilots. After 9/11, they introduced this rule whereby the door is automatically locked, and you can only get in if somebody within the cockpit lets you in or if you enter a code. So that's being discussed. Also being discussed is whether we need to, you know, have psychiatric evaluations for all pilots before they fly. What's not being discussed, as is the case after every incident of mass homicide, particularly with mass shootings, is whether or not this German Wings pilot, Andreas Lubitz, was on psychiatric drugs. And I sent out a tweet 5 hours ago saying, you know, tongue-in-cheek, saying, surely after the German Wings kamikaze crash, we need a total ban on all assault-style airplanes.
Absolutely.
Which, of course, is a reference to how the media frames the conversation after every mass shooting event to blame the gun, the weapon, and not to analyze what the motivation, what the biochemical condition of the person committing the atrocity actually is.
Absolutely. So we should just ban planes. That's the solution. Because altogether, not even assault planes, because they're all dangerous. They can all be crashed, and we just need to ban them. As you point out, this kind of detachment from reality, this kind of detachment from what they're doing, that is the hallmark of these drugs. We've seen this over and over again. We've seen this with people who have done similar things with automobiles. So it's not just guns, it's not just planes, it's automobiles, it's everything. The problem is the drug. That's the elephant in the room that they won't talk about. But of course, they'll talk about how they're going to manipulate the door. They'll talk about so many different other things, but they won't talk about that, Paul.
Yeah, which is interesting because it's already been confirmed basically by Bild, which is a big respected German newspaper, that this co-pilot that crashed the plane, Andreas Lubitz, had spent 18 months under psychiatric treatment. He had recently split up with his girlfriend. He was suffering from, quote, depression. And actually today they found documents within his apartment that suggest that he was being treated for a mental illness which he had hidden from his employers. So, of course, the relevant question to ask, given that he'd been under psychiatric treatment for 18 months, and in fact that he was under treatment during his six-month break in his flight training when his friends said he was depressed, is whether or not he was on SSRI drugs and what specifically those drugs were. Now CNN is walking back and reporting that he was never under any psychiatric evaluation whatsoever, contradicting all these other reports, which, as you alluded to, is interesting because they never talk about this link to SSRI drugs in the aftermath of these mass homicide events. And I ask the question again and again, do you think it has anything to do with the fact that, you know, pharmaceutical giants who produce these psychotropic drugs like Zoloft, Prozac and Paxil spend $2.4 billion a year on direct TV advertising with big mainstream networks and with news networks like CNN. And this never is a part of the national conversation after these mass homicide incidents. So we can go back and look at the history of this. You know, James Holmes, the Aurora Theater Batman shooter,
yeah.
It took 9 months for us to find out that he was on Zoloft, which, of course, is directly linked through numerous studies with incidents of mania, violence, aggression, homicide, and suicide, but they kept that under wraps for 9 months until it was finally revealed, and there are numerous other cases like that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we stopped watching, and my family stopped watching television in terms of just sitting there and having the entire feed go through with all the commercials and everything. Of course, I keep abreast of what's going on. I typically do that by watching news clips on YouTube. But I don't just sit there and leave Fox News on a television channel. We couldn't get television where we were in 1993. So since that point, I haven't basically listened to it. So when we travel and we go into a hotel room, I'm absolutely amazed, Paul, at how one commercial after the other is about drugs. And that was not even that was not done at all when I used to watch television, when I would just sit there and sit through the commercials. That's something that's happened, I guess it's about 10 years or so ago. But as you point out, that's their major sponsor. So they're going to try to walk this back. We know that SSRI drugs are the favorite candy that's handed out by the psychiatrist. And we know the side effects of this are to exacerbate the very conditions that people go to the psychiatrist for. If they've got depression or suicidal thoughts, they hand them an SSRI, and if you look at the insert, it says that it increases the likelihood, that's one of the side effects, that it might increase that, especially if they go off of this after they become dependent on it.
Exactly. There are 22 international drug regulatory warnings on these psychiatric drugs, citing effects of mania, hostility, violence, homicidal ideation, and that's why in dozens of examples over the past 2-3 decades, they've been linked with these mass shooter incidents. I mean, look at Adam Lanza, look at Sandy Hook. They kept his medical records under wrap, despite the fact we know he had Asperger's syndrome. We know he was being treated, but they covered up his medical records even after a Freedom of Information Act request, which we reported on in 2013. Because according to Assistant Attorney General Patrick B. Kwaneshi, if we found out what pharmaceutical psychotropic drugs Adam Lanza, the Sandy Hook shooter, was on, it would, quote, cause a lot of people to stop taking their medication.
Yeah, you think? I think we have to really question what's going on when we've got a drug that's being so widely used, as you pointed out, 22 different places. It talks about how violent it can make people, how suicidal it can make them, how homicidal it can make them. And we see this linked in one shooting after the other. Yet we want to shut down medical marijuana. We want to use violence to shut that down.
Hey,
but
sorry,
send out the drug,
late.
But
I had to stop
makes
and
people
get my
violent.
Vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here. Totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all-natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in Austin, and joining us from the UK is Paul Joseph Watson. Of course, Paul and Alex Jones have put together a very detailed report with both text and links and videos breaking down how this has been developing for several years. Now, I want to talk to Paul in this segment about how our reporting is being spun by the mainstream media. And then we're going to talk in the next segment. We're going to play some clips in the next segment from the way this is being sold at the county commissioner level by the military. So we're going to play a few clips and comment on how they're conducting this psychological operation. And that's what it is. That's what unconventional warfare is. It is a psychological operation. It is an info war. They know they've been losing the info war. We can see how they've been mismanaging this, for example, by first claiming that it doesn't exist, that it's just a figment of our imagination. Oh, they can't see the documents. They can't follow the links to scribed, let alone come to our site. And then we see that same approach being done by the mainstream media, most of them refusing to even mention InfoWars or tell people where they can see our presentation of what's going on here. Of course, they even when they do, they usually spin it. About the only one that I've seen that was fair and balanced was Daily Mail, certainly not Fox News. Paul, what about the way they're spinning this? They're really creating a straw man saying that, you know, we're claiming that the government is going to launch martial law this summer. That was never the claim. They're saying that once everybody sees that martial law doesn't happen this summer, then everything that we've been telling people, all the documents that we've been showing people, that'll all be discredited.
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, you know, Fox News last night came out and named a libertarian talk show host in Austin, Texas. They dare not name Alex Jones or InfoWars. They're perfectly happy to do so if they're demonizing us. Yeah. Of course, then they'll throw Alex's name all around, but if, you know, if we've actually got some content and some information that's serious and important,
I wouldn't have minded it. I wouldn't have minded it, Paul, if they had said libertarian, but actually they said he was right wing. I would say that Fox News is Reich wing, R-E-I-C-H. But, yeah, they said we were right wing, and then it got picked up by a libertarian source, meaning Drudge is what they were saying on that.
So they didn't even mention Drudge now. It's amazing.
Yeah,
but
they didn't mention Drudge.
You said,
yeah.
You know, you were talking about it earlier in the show. Even Gawker came out last night and said that it was, quote, unsettling. Mm-hmm. And Gawker is a left-wing Washington, D.C., I think is based in D.C., gossip rag that routinely sides with the Democratic Party and normally repeats all this, you know, right-wing conspiracy rhetoric about us being extremists and, you know, fringe believers. So the fact that even they called it unsettling and they drew attention to the logo for this exercise, which is, I think it's a knife surrounded by arrows, which is pretty creepy. They called it creeping fascism.
I think that's a perfect description of this. I think that's a perfect description of this. This article that you put together with Alex Jones really does lay out the creeping fascism that we see developing here. I think that's very important. I think that was a wonderful way to characterize that. If you want to put it and boil it down to two words, it is creeping fascism. We're not saying that it's going to be martial law. We're not saying that training is against posse comitatus. But, you know, there's something wrong when you're training to take over the country, when you're training against Americans. And that quite obviously is what they're doing here, Paul.
You cannot deny, David, that this training is at least dual purpose. Obviously, yes, it's designed for foreign occupations, which have been pretty disastrous over the past 10 years, I think you will agree.
Oh, yeah.
So even that in and of itself is a concern. But it's also domestic. To claim that this is not also for domestic preparation is completely deluded if you actually read the Army's documents, which have leaked over the past several years, specifically the 2012 U.S. Army Military Police Training Manual, Civil Disturbance Operations. The clue is in the name, civil. And throughout mm-hmm. that document, they make clear that this is for, yes, overseas operations, but it's also for CONUS within the continental United States. And when that came out, I was neurotic about documenting with screenshots, which you can see in the linked original article, where they repeatedly mention that this is for within the United States or U.S. territories during civil support operations. That's a direct quote. And, of course, it lays out plans to kill rioters, to re-educate people who resist, to support, quote, U.S. policies. So this is domestic, and that's what this whole article is about, pinpointing the fact that this whole preparation over the past 10, 20 years has been for domestic purposes. But
absolutely,
according to the mainstream media, that's a fringe conspiracy theory.
We got to go to break. We're going to come back, and we're going to listen to what they're telling people at the county commissioner's offices. And, of course, as you point out in your other article, Paul, that in Jade Helm, the troops are going to be operating undetected amongst the civilian population. How does it help them to practice their ability to blend in the local environment when they do that in a small Texas town?
We're on the march.
We'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're joined this hour with Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. We're going to go back to talk more about Operation Jade Helm and what's behind that, how that's being spun. Before we do, I want to let you know that we've got a new product, of course, at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Now, that's vitamin D3. It's not D2. D2 is synthetic. It's harmful. It's what's in most of the supplements out there. But this is vitamin D3. It comes from a nutrient-dense lichen plant. It's not synthetic. This bioavailable form of D3, we put 2,000 IUs per single dose of 10 drops in it. So it's a good dosage of a natural bioavailable product. Helps to support your body's immune system. Vitamin D is very important for your body. And, of course, we also have on sale DNA Force for the first time. It's on sale, 30% off, just through the end of this month, just through the end of March. Just a couple of days left on this. And, of course, DNA Force supports the health of your mitochondrial cells, of your DNA. If you want to know how long you're going to live, study after study has shown that they can pretty well correlate that to the length of the telomeres in your DNA. So you want to support that mitochondrial health, and so it's got BioPQQ, backed by over 175 published clinical studies. It focuses on heart, brain, and mitochondrial health. It's one of the things that you can do to stay healthy. And, you know, as we're talking about the many things that can happen, whether it's a financial breakdown, whether it's a grid breakdown of power supply, or whether it is some kind of martial law in the future, you need to be as healthy as possible. If you're not, if you've got major health problems, you're not going to make it very long because there isn't going to be any health infrastructure. So one of the ways that you can prepare for yourself, prepare your family, prepare your loved ones is to maintain your health. It's the way we support the operation, and we need your support. Let's go back to Paul. Paul, I've got some audio clips here from the presentation that was made to Brazos County. This is these are some audio clips as they made their case, and I wanted to play a little bit of these things and get your response to this. Let's go to the first audio clip here. This is where they introduced themselves to the county commissioners.
I just want to bring greetings from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and Lieutenant General Charles Cleveland, Commander of United States Army Special Operations Command at Fort Bragg. My name's Tom Mead. I'm a retired 20-year veteran of United States Army Special Forces. We're here to discuss an exercise, and the purpose for us being here today is we're seeking written invitation and approval from local officials to be able to conduct a realistic military training exercise within Brazos County. Within the process, one of the biggest things is obviously the letter of invitation from local officials, from the county commissioners. Also, we coordinate very closely with all of our law enforcement folks. We've already met with the state DPS. Yesterday, I had the privilege of meeting with the sheriff and the chief deputy and explaining the exercise in thorough depth with them.
Okay, so he's already met with the state officials. He's met with law enforcement. He needs a letter of invitation. Don't you think that's kind of unusual? I mean, if I was a county commissioner, I would kind of ask them, you know, why is it that he's going to tell them in the next segment, he's going to tell them, oh, yeah, we do this kind of stuff all the time, but they don't do this kind of stuff all the time. The fact that they need a letter of invitation to do this, I think, is kind of amazing. But, Paul, they also have their agenda completely planned out. They know exactly where they're going to go, what they're going to do. The rest of that meeting is basically telling them what they're going to do. But just like Agenda 21, they need to ask your permission for it, make it seem like it's coming from you.
Yeah, that's the classic method they use. It's called the Delphi technique.
That's right.
If you involve people with that decision, make them feel part of it, make them feel, you know, joined together with you, then, you know, they're invested in it. So that gives them more reason to not only go along with it, but promote it and, you know, be a part of it themselves. But the important point here, and you touched upon it before the break, is, okay, there's firstly a contradiction in the Army says this won't affect Americans day to day. They will barely even notice that these training exercises are going on. Yet we're going to infiltrate troops amongst the local population to try and trigger them to report suspicious activity if these infiltration techniques fail, which they're trying to perfect. So that's a contradiction. But then the biggest contradiction is that they claim this is for overseas operations, yet they're infiltrating people within the community of American citizens. If they try and infiltrate people in cities and towns abroad in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, of course they're going to be unsuccessful. They have different cultures, different customs. And, you know, most of the U.S. military is either white, black, or Hispanic. So, of course, they're not going to successfully infiltrate themselves amongst local populations in Middle Eastern countries. So how on earth can they claim that this is directed towards overseas operations when such training would be, it just wouldn't apply, because of course they'd be they'd be ratted out and known for infiltrating foreign populations when they're white, black, or Hispanic. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Very
unless
true.
It is geared towards domestic infiltration and civil operations.
If they're going to dress up in a manner that they would blend in a Middle Eastern country, they would stick out like major sore thumbs, and vice versa. If they're going to practice blending in here with Americans and then go abroad, that isn't going to help them at all. But, Paul, we know as they were running these drills in the last couple of years in major urban cities in cooperation with the police, they said, if you're going to attack the mountains, you train in the mountains. If you're going to attack in the desert, you train in the desert. We train for where we're going to fight. That's why we're here in the cities working with the police. And we said at the time, you're not going to be working in cooperation with the police when you invade Iran or whatever. This even goes beyond that. When you look at this Gawker article, one of the things he said here was, even if it's just a routine exercise meant to simulate a future Middle Eastern war zone inside of America, I've never seen any scenario come out that they have a future Middle Eastern war zone inside of America. That's nonsense. They've never planned for that. They've always planned for domestic operations, and that's what they're doing at these forts like AP Hill, Camp Lejeune, when we went to the Asymmetric Warfare Center. That's the thing. If he thinks that this is kind of a creepy, unsettling fascism, he needs to go to that Asymmetric Warfare Center that Biggs and I walked through and look at how they've got a detailed model of an American city. If you wanted to do practice urban warfare, you could do that like they've done in the past. Set up a bombed out city in the desert that's just walls and with no windows or doors, and they can practice going house to house. They have a very detailed model of an American city with everything intact. They go there, they train with the military, they train with police forces in these asymmetric warfare centers. They're trying to move out, take it to the next step, move out of those local training facilities, because even though they've got bases everywhere, now they're working on a warfare scenario that's going to last a couple of months.
Yeah, and in the past they have had those, you know, remote locations where they just set up temporary building structures to approximate Middle Eastern towns and cities. Now, as you saw with the fake city in Virginia, you know, the subway signs were in English. There was a, if I remember correctly, a Christian chapel there. The media report said it was a mosque. Maybe there was both. You could clear that up in a second.
They had both of them there, yes.
Yeah. But on that point, they're talking about we need to practice infiltrating local populations overseas. How could you possibly practice that if you're infiltrating local populations in America? Mm-hmm. The race of people is completely different. The customs, the culture are completely different. It's as ridiculous, if you remember the movie Team America, where the special forces agent goes and tries to infiltrate the terrorists. He goes to like a bar or a cafe, and he's just repeating over and over again, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. It's as ridiculous as that. How can they be training to infiltrate, you know, foreign populations by infiltrating Americans who are completely different in race, culture, and customs? It makes no sense.
Yes. They train how they're going to fight. We all know that. That's common sense. But they're trying to obfuscate that. And let's go to this clip on unconventional warfare. This is when he defines for them what they're really going to be doing, because that's essentially, it's not realistic military training, Megyn Kelly. It is unconventional warfare. Look it up. Here's what he says about it.
To put unconventional warfare into a perspective, you see it a couple different places up there, unconventional warfare, and I'll explain that from a historical perspective. So conventional warfare is troops on troops, tanks on tanks, uniform enemy against uniform enemy is the way conventional warfare is generally defined. Unconventional warfare, from a historical perspective, if you think of World War II, Germany came in and they took over France. The French did not want them there. They formed the French Underground. The French Underground conducted activities such as subversion and sabotage. They would hit logistics lines to demoralize the Germans. So what a lot of folks don't know is there were American advisors with the French Underground throughout World War II, assisting them in planning and conducting those types of activities. Since 1952, United States Army Special Forces has had the charter to conduct unconventional warfare throughout the globe. The last 15 years, we have been in Afghanistan and Iraq. We've been doing more of a counterinsurgency role rather than being able to enable an insurgency across the globe.
So there you go. He talks about the French underground. He talks about an insurgency. He said, yeah, we were with the good guys. We were with the French trying to kick out the people who had invaded their country. But, of course, now lately we have been on the other side. We've been on the counterinsurgency. And when you look at asymmetric warfare, that's what they are totally obsessed with is counterinsurgency. But, Paul, I want to read again this excerpt from the Wikipedia article about unconventional warfare, basically drawing on Pentagon documents. Unconventional warfare is an attempt to achieve military victory through acquiescence, capitulation, or clandestine support for one side of an existing conflict. So if these guys had gone in to the county commissioners and shown them this map that has Texas listed as hostile and said, you know, we're practicing covert tactics and weapons to create an environment of subversion or intimidation. We've got the general long-term goals of coercive or subversive that are to a political party. And here's the map where you're considered to be the hostiles. Do you think that they would approve that? I mean, maybe they would, but I mean, that would be pretty unsettling. And if people understood what unconventional warfare is, it would be unsettling. But people don't bother to even look at what the military is talking about when they talk about unconventional warfare.
No, it's a surface-level understanding. They don't even scratch below the surface, and it's just, you know, rah, 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 we must support the U.S. military. And then even in that clip you played, you know, he's obviously trying to associate the U.S. Army with the venerable historical example of the French resistance. But as he said, that's not how it works anymore.
No.
We advised, or the U.S. government advised and funded the Ukrainian opposition, which was staffed by neo-Nazi paramilitaries, which overthrew a democratically elected government.
Mm-hmm.
So to compare what the U.S. Army and the U.S. government does now and compare it to, you know, the French resistance who fought the Nazis is completely hypocritical. You know, the U.S. government supported the radical jihadists in Libya to overthrow that government, which led to complete disaster throughout the region and the rise of ISIS. So really to make that connection between, you know, supporting the French resistance to what we do now is completely asinine.
Yeah, it's totally a psyop. And you remember that when we started reporting on this, that Joe Biggs got an email from a friend of his who now works for SOCOM. He says, shut up, you're going to ruin the psyop. Well, of course, that's what unconventional warfare largely is. Going on with this Wikipedia article, for example, which, again, is drawn from Pentagon documents. They say unconventional warfare targets civilian population psychologically, to win the hearts and minds. It only targets military and political bodies directly, seeking to render the military proficiency of the enemy irrelevant. Limited conventional warfare can be used unconventionally or to demonstrate might and power. So how are they going to demonstrate their might and power? How are they going to use this psyop on the people here in Texas? Let's play that clip where they were talking about who to hit and kind of describes what they're going to be doing.
To put unconventional warfare into a perspective, you see it a couple different places up there, unconventional warfare, and I'll explain that from a historical perspective. So
unconventional warfare. Let's go to the one who to hit.
Coming in, doing the hit, and extracting. Time on ground would be maybe 15 to 20 minutes of exposure, and then that's it, then they're gone.
Can we recommend some places to you to hit?
You know, every county that we have briefed has done that for us.
Or maybe places our people.
Yeah, there you go. So he says they're going to be popping in and popping out, just going to be a few minutes there. You know, let's pick up the Texans that are on the red list or the blue list. And then you got a politician there saying, can we suggest some people or places to hit? And he says, yeah. Everybody says that when we give this presentation. There you go. Paul, your comment.
It's amazing. And, you know, again, it has to be backed up by this history, which we documented over the past, you know, Alex has done it for 20 years. In this article on InfoWars, I go back probably 10, 11 years to things such as the 2006 pastor training program, which FEMA ran, which acclimatized people to follow the herd, to obey the religious representatives in the community when the government declares martial law. For over a year afterwards, we were called conspiracy theorists, paranoid right-wing lunatics, just as we are being called now, for even talking about that, because I think it was Alex's family members and people that called into the show that blew the whistle on that. Over a year later, the mainstream news station reported on it, and Alex has played that clip numerous times, confirming that this indeed was a program to hire, recruit religious representatives in communities across America to force people to obey martial law dictates during civil emergency conditions in the United States. So again, we were proven right.
Of course, we were paranoid lunatics
at the time. A year later, it's confirmed by the mainstream media.
That's right, Paul. And of course, as Alex has pointed out, to identify the people who are going to be willing participants to work with them, just roll it out as some kind of an emergency operation as opposed to a martial law. And of course, that's one of the objectives of unconventional warfare, to train, equip, and advise locals who seek regime change. That's it. Seek regime change. So, can we suggest for you some people and places to hit? That's the way they joke about it. Walking right along the same page with these people. It is very disturbing to see this happen. It is very disturbing to see them increasing the militarization of the police, increasingly using the military and training the military here in CONUS and continental United States. This is what we're concerned about. And many people are starting to see this. It isn't just people on the left or on the right or libertarians. Everybody is starting to see this militarization that we've been talking about for a very long time, that Alex Jones has done documentaries about police state America for a very long time. This is how it breaks down. It is a creeping fascism. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to continue to break down Operation Jade Helm.
Hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting getting much better results using One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me from the UK is Paul Joseph Watson. And of course, there's the article on Infowars.com that's put together by Paul and Alex Jones, breaking down what the writer from Gawker very accurately termed a creeping fascism. Beyond denial, preparations for martial law in America. The federal government and the U.S. Army have been readying for domestic unrest for decades, and preparations are accelerating exponentially. That's the point. That's what we're saying. And, of course, they're creating a straw man and saying, well, InfoWars is saying that there's going to be martial law breaking out in this summer. We never said that. We never said that. That's a straw man that they created so they could then pull that apart very easily. No, this is something that has been developing for quite some time. It was disturbing enough last year to walk through the streets of a replica American city where they were training to take it over with military as well as law enforcement. That's where they train for that. They don't need to do that if they're training for a foreign war. When you look at these burned out shells of buildings, that's the kind of warfare they could easily train for in a desert environment for where they would be fighting in the Middle East. But of course, they tell us that the enemy, and this is why the people on the right who love to back this up all think it's for the Muslims abroad. So they're all for it. No, this is for you. You just don't realize it. It's just a beard. And so this is an article that Paul Joseph Watson has put together with Alex Jones. Take a look at this. Pass this around, especially if you know somebody that is in the military, in law enforcement. Show them this article. That's what they need to understand is the background behind this, how this has been building for a very long time. And it becomes more and more obvious with every exercise that they do. Paul, you talked about one of the articles that you've got in here is the Pentagon. This is back in 2008, for example. There's so many of these things that we could pick up here. Here's just one. Pentagon to detail troops to bolster domestic security. Now, back in 2008, they were saying that by 2011, they would have 20,000 uniformed troops inside the U.S. trained to help state and local officials respond to a nuclear terrorist attack or other domestic catastrophes. So we see this convergence of the military and of law enforcement, very troubling to anybody who understands history.
Exactly. And actually, a couple of years after that, in February 2013, the Department of Defense, and this is also in the article, issued a, quote, instruction which altered the U.S. code applying to the military's involvement in domestic law enforcement, which basically they gave themselves permission to, quote, quell civil disturbances domestically without presidential authorization. Mm-hmm. So, again, completely overriding posse comitatus. And then you have things stretching back to the 60s, Operation Garden Plot. This was a Department of Defense civil disturbance plan to deal with expected racial unrest in America in the 1960s. Of course, since Ferguson last year, we've seen that build up primarily as a result of the Holder Justice Department and the Obama administration fueling it. They had that plan in place to deal with civil disturbance, domestic unrest. They also had Rex 84, which was based around an influx of illegal aliens, but eventually geared towards locking up dissidents within the United States. So all of these programs have domestic applications, and this is partly what the Army is training for. They're expecting widespread unrest in America.
And then, of course, they spin it and they say, well, your training is not a violation of posse comitatus. And it's like, no, but you are training to violate posse comitatus. You're training for martial law. That's the problem. Stay with us. We're going to be right back talking to Paul Joseph Watson about Operation Jade Helm. This is very important. Get this information out. You'll see it on Infowars.com. Beyond denial, preparations for martial law in America. Send that to everyone you know. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.